Well, David, obviously the first question is everyone on names on everybody's lips, Lee Catmull and Victor Anichebe. But how close are they?
They're coming back. They're doing fine. Victor's trained. He came back from America last weekend and he's trained. But his knee's still the problem because he's probably about 10 or 11 weeks where we wouldn't need his knee. So I couldn't turn around and say that he's certainly not physically fit, but we need him. Lee Catmull, very much the same. He's been out for 9 months. It would be stupidity to think that he can come back in and hit the ground running and everything's fine, but we need him as well. So that's the situation.
Do you have to take these horrible decisions in a sense as to say, look, we've got X number of games left, we've got players that we desperately need, we know they might not be 100%, they're 90%, 95%. Do you take that gamble? Do you take that risk?
On some of them you do. I've never been someone who wants to risk people with injury. It's never been my style. I think, you know, I don't want to do that. But sometimes there has to be a wee bit of selfishness for the club and also for myself.
And is it the case, because of the position you're in at the minute, it's these next 2-3 weeks actually are the pivotal weeks in many ways?
Yeah, that's right. And that's why we sent Victor away, and that's why, you know, Cats, we've sort of got him involved as quickly as we can. We've had a couple of sort of practice matches and bounce games. We played the 23s on the Stadium of Light. We've had a couple of practice matches behind closed doors and stuff like that. So we've tried to get people back quicker than what we would normally do. But, you know, Lee had a bad injury, which has kept him out since really day one of the season. So to ask somebody to come in and sort of nearly at the start of April and say come in and make a difference, I think that can be a tough call. And I don't think they, you know, that expectation should be getting put on Lee Catmull to do that either.
And there is a danger inherent with someone like Lee Catmull that supporters have used him as a sort of talisman, and even the merest mention of his name being the squad seems to give everybody a boost in one sense, but there are dangers obviously inherent with that.
Yeah, no, that's right, and you know, that's why we've got to be careful, because I'm sure that's not the not having Cats is the reason why we're in the position we're in. So just in the same breath, you know, you've got to be careful that we don't put too much pressure on him. But also, you know, if he was physically fit and if I thought he was ready and able, he'd definitely be someone who would be considering playing.
And how are you looking with others? Lamine Kone, for instance, John O'Shea?
Yeah, Lamine trained. He missed, I think, he just hurt his knee a little bit in training before the Burnley game, and he was back training on Monday or Tuesday. So he didn't really miss much, Lamine, so he's been back. John O'Shea, as everybody saw, got a tackle and had stitches in his knee, but stitches in his shin, I should say, but he seems okay. He trained a bit yesterday. So hopefully, if he comes through today's training, then he'll be in the squad to travel.
Jermaine Defoe as well, you must be delighted he's got back to scoring goals, what he does best, and has come through unscathed. He needs to do that now for you. I mean, he's had a barren run. You would hope perhaps that goal for England might just trigger that for him now?
Well, I looked at him when he trained yesterday and I thought, as a lot of the players do when they come back from international football, they come back with a little bit of spring in their step and there's a wee bit of brightness about them, especially when you've played for England and you've scored a goal. I think it's a great thing for them. So hopefully we can turn that into goals for Sunderland. But it's not all about Jermaine Defoe, it's about the other players as well. We need people who can make the goals, create them, you know, other people to score goals, as we've talked about a lot. And yeah, we've been a bit short of goals recently, so we have to try and make that better.
I was going to say, there is an onus on those players now to step up to the plate to supply Jermaine with the ammunition. We saw it to an extent against Burnley. I mean, you played an attacking lineup. You were aggressive, if you like, in inverted commas, in the approach to the game. Do you take that attitude into the Watford game? Do you go into Vicarage Road with that mentality now?
Yeah, I think we need to go somewhere. I think probably the Burnley game was probably the game we created more chances than any game this season, really, or what you would sort of class as nearly clear opportunities. So we have to try and do that again. I'd also like a performance similar to Crystal Palace away from home, if that was doable. So that would be the ideal scenario. But the big thing is always not to concede goals. If we don't concede goals, then we've always got a chance of winning, which we did have against Burnley. We didn't concede the goals against Burnley, and we made the chances just on the day we didn't take them, on probably the day we made more than we'd made in any other game.
Because Watford under a bit of pressure themselves at the minute, and they've had a bit of a run where they're not winning games, and I'm told the home support's a bit wary about Walter Mazzarri. It's a must-win game for them too, ironically.
Yeah, I do. I think it's a big game for both teams, but obviously it's bigger for us, and I'm only interested in Sunderland. So we'll go there. We'll try and perform as well as we can. As we said, we need to lift the standards from what we've had for the majority of the season if we're going to get out of trouble.
Of course, Younes Kaboul's there now. He's been in and out. He's played in the three. He's played in the four. Difficult to know what's going to happen this weekend, whether they will adopt the back four or the three again.
Yeah, I think that you're right. I think that they've chopped and changed a little bit, and they've been quite flexible. I think they predominantly would prefer to play with a back three, but they've used a back four at times as well. So we've been a little bit the same ourselves recently. You know, we've had one or two results with a back three. We've had a couple of clean sheets recently with a back four. So we've got that situation as well.
You've had this stop-start month or so. You're going to get now into a rhythm, if you like, a couple of games in the next week, and then you're going to get a steady game a week, two games a week to the end of the season. Is that what you need now? Have you been a bit fed up with the way this season has sort of been stop-start?
Well, what it's done is it's given us a little bit of a breather to try and see if we can get some people a bit closer to recovery and fitness. I mean, you can't do anything about the international break. Everybody's got the international break. You know, we've missed a couple of games with the FA Cup and teams we were playing, Middlesbrough and Arsenal. So what it's done, it's brought a lot of the games to the end of the season. So what we've got to make sure is that we're in with a real shout. And that means getting some results this week if we can. We've got a big week, two games away from home, and then a home game to Manchester United. It looks a tough week, but we've got to go and pick up some points.